talk about all this, Paul. What is it that makes these so-called lone wolves different, more dangerous, more threatening, and where do they come from?
Well, they're here in the United States. There's growing extremism here connected to Al-Qaeda in the United States, people inspired by Al-Qaeda's ideology. We've seen more than 30 cases of Americans and American permanent residents becoming involved in terrorism cases here in the United States in the last 2 years. So it's a growing problem here in America. And with these lone wolves, it's very difficult to detect them because they're not part of a group. They're not part of a network. They're not necessarily communicating with other radicals. So it's very, very difficult to stop them launching attacks.
So what can be done? Look, what you're saying, conspiracies always bleed information. You pick it up through wiretaps because people are talking to each other. A lone wolf, by definition, if he or she is acting individually, how do you drill down, find them, and find out what they're up to?
Well, what the FBI has done, for example, is look at high-risk individuals and on occasion launch sting operations. Also, a number of law enforcement agencies here in the United States have now undercover cyber agents who are actually communicating with these extremists online and trying to assess whether they really pose a threat, Elliot.
But when you say you try to identify them, what are you looking for? I mean, this seems to me where it gets so difficult. Obviously, if we have an ideology like Al-Qaeda's, you can go to certain websites, who is communicating there. But let's face it, these lone wolves often are not just radical Islam. And so if the FBI, the CIA are worried about this, where else do they begin to look?
Well, there's sort of warning signs online. It's often online. They're on sort of Facebook or other sites. They're communicating with other extremists. It's sort of a virtual echo chamber. And if they're interacting with others and some of their rhetoric suggests they may want to try and launch attacks, or they're praising other people for launching attacks, or they're watching sort of suicide videos and they're praising those sorts of videos, all of those trigger warning signs and more investigation by the authorities,
right,
Elliot.
And of course, Paul, those who are individuals can act faster than a conspiracy. It's just easier for one person to go out and do what he wants. And that, of course, is one of the great dangers of these lone wolves. All right, Paul.